Here's Pastor Brad with Impact Today.
Because he died for our sins, but how many know he did more than that? And God is now beginning to say, where are the people that will rise? Are you with me? And I believe that you're a part of that. And you know, some of you got to come to the realization of what Jesus is for you. Who is he for you? You know, we all know the story that Jesus was on the cross, right? We know that. But do you really embrace that? Do you truly embrace that? Do you really look at it for what it is? Do you understand what really happened when Jesus got up off of the cross? I know many of us have our stories about Christ. But what really happened? Do you really know that? Have you really embraced that? Because the real issue we have is knowing Christ. You got to know him. Again, most of us know Christ because he died for our sins. But how many know he did more than that? The Bible tells us, I won't go through all the scriptures, but the Bible tells us that guess what? When Jesus came and John the Baptist baptized him, the Bible says Christ was in here with spirit without measure. In other words, he was in the fullness. He was in the fullness, Johnny. Christ became the baptism of John. He was in the fullness. Then when he was in the fullness, what happened? He began to do his ministry came forth. You remember this? So in the process of Jesus working all of his ministry and healing the sick, raising the dead, guess what happened during that? God the Father and the Holy Spirit began to come with Jesus. God the Father and the Holy Spirit, now they're on the earth. Why? Because they needed a body. This is us. But now Christ did it first. I'm just explaining this to you so you'll know why you don't have to be all timid. Listen to all what Jesus did. So now Jesus was a human flesh. God would not dwell in him if he didn't allow it. Now you got God the Father and the Holy Spirit in Jesus. He's without measure and he's going out doing the works. But guess what? Jesus had an assignment that we didn't have. He had to die on the cross for us. So what did he do? He went to the cross. He went to the cross. Then when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, this is the basis of why we're here. Why he's up on the cross. Why he's up on the cross. Guess what happened when he was on the cross? He looked at the thief. Many of you know, and you don't understand why he told the thief. You remember what he told the thief? The thief said something, and he said, this day I'll see you where at? Paradise. Most of us don't know what paradise is. Paradise was a place. It's not now. It was a place then that the people who died before, they would go sit. Why? Because there was no heaven for them to go to yet. There was no heaven. So now Jesus had to live this thing out. And he's walking through. So now the people who were born again per se or accepted Christ, they sat in paradise. Jesus couldn't tell the man that he could go to heaven because he hadn't prepared it yet. Now think about this. This is why we live in what we live in. So now he's on the cross. And the Bible, technical meaning for some of this, I can't remember it all. But Jesus died on the cross. And when he was laying on the cross, he told the thief that. What else happened? You remember him telling, he said, you know, Father, Father, why hast thou what? You know why? Because only a third of the Godhead could die for the sins. That was the one time that the Father and the Holy Spirit left him. Because only he could die for our sins. They didn't have to die. So they actually left him because he had to do his own assignment. So he left. This is all for us. You'll go get revelation of why we're doing this. So you don't think like, well, we could just tiptoe. It's a spiritual world. So now God is sitting on the cross, and now he said, Lord, Lord, why is thou forsaking me? The Bible records he didn't die until hours later. Why? When the Holy Spirit left him, he struggled. Then finally at the end, what did he say? Into thy hands I commend my spirit. In other words, he said, go ahead and just take me, because he had to lay his life down. He had to just lay it down. He couldn't just get killed. He had to lay it down. If he didn't lay his life down, we wouldn't be here. So he struggled for hours. Holy Spirit gone. God the Father gone. And now he knows, so he told the thief, he's doing all this for us. He told the thief, I'll see you in paradise. So now Jesus dies. That's all most of us know, our resurrection and not the resurrection, but Jesus died on the cross. This is where most of the church leave at. But they didn't know what Jesus did in the 3 days he was in the tomb. See, his body was there, but his spirit went to work for us for now. His spirit was going back. That's why he had to go to every level. I don't know all the levels of hell, but it's just not hell. There's certain levels. And the Bible says he had to go down into hell to address Satan to take back the keys that Adam gave him off the back. And the Bible records that when he went into paradise, I believe it's in, I can't remember where it's at, but it says, it talks about how Jesus, when he came back up and he died on the cross, the Bible talks about how he went to the dark parts and began to preach the gospel. But preaching didn't mean, because if you didn't accept Christ, you can't accept him no longer. He went to proclaim. And that's why when he went to hell and some of them said, can I just touch the water? Remember, if you'll just give me that, because there was no changing for them then. That was God coming back in the spirit. He was in the spirit. All this happening while he was sitting, his body was on the cross and he sat in the tomb. He went to address hell and each level. Then he went through purgatory where he told the thief that he would be at. And he said, you know what? I got to go back to heaven. And I have to go back and clean up heaven and get things sanctified before I even send you there. There's even a scripture in the Bible. I don't know where it's at, but I remember vaguely when I was taught this years ago, I remember that there's a scripture in the Bible that even proves out that while Jesus went back to heaven, the spirits of Abraham and them was out on the earth. They were walking in spirits on the earth until heaven was ready. Then he came back to tell them it's ready to go back. And what happened then? He took the keys away from Satan. He took everything away from Satan. And then he went back to heaven. And the Bible records that when the disciples saw him, he was in the form of a spirit. He hadn't even raised from the dead yet. All of this is going on so we can live, so we can take our cities. This is why you cannot just be a normal Christian just growing. The spirit world is so real. You know, sometimes, you know, I remember Dr. David telling us this as well. Don't fascinate the people with revelation. That's what churches do. You can go into this all and it'll just be like, wow. But that don't change nothing. You can know about that and don't do nothing about it. I can go over into stories how spirits are real. And that's why psychics are like that. That's why people can tap into the air and where the darkness come from and where Satan is the prince of the air and how these things are real. But the question is, our ministry is not to Satan. Being a Christian has very little to do with Satan. has more to do with you knowing who you are. Jesus took the keys away, robbed the grave. He told Satan, I'm taking back everything. Jesus could not stay on the cross. He had to move in the spirit world in those 3 days. And he began to go and address every issue. Then the Bible says he went up to heaven. Because most of us think heaven is where God lives. God's too big for heaven. Before there was a heaven, there was God. But that's how we think, don't we? But heaven ain't no place where God is sitting up there and all of that. That's not a place like that. It's a place where people go at and they're there because they have received Christ. But God, Jesus had to go after he died for the sins of the world. Jesus had to go clean up heaven where Satan was also in heaven. He had to go and clean it up before we may have a place there. And now, it's like you frustrate the grace when we just church members. All this is going on. Jesus died, didn't it? But y'all know the rest of the story where he comes back to the earth and Martha carries the news and they go forth and all this. But it's a whole different ballgame. Why? Because then God, Jesus, was now sanctified. In other words, he was deity, but he was also human because nobody could die on the cross except him. But at the same time, he had to yield himself for God the Father and the Holy Spirit to come. Just like we do. But the question is, are you preparing? You cannot prepare when you don't know who you are. It's very difficult to keep telling you the same thing. Like I'm telling you, it's going to be so fast-paced that you're going to think, oh, no, this ain't going to work. You're going to just, you'll get carnal. You'll say, oh, no, this ain't going to work. We can't do this. Because why? You're in the natural. You'll be the person with all these limitations. Well, how are we going to do that? That's too much, this and that. Is it too much for people to die and go to hell while we call ourselves Christian? And we getting caught up in the same system they getting caught up. You know what reformation means? That means you come to reform. You come to change the way people do things. I don't know about you, but if you don't get tired of seeing people dying, 32 people died today. Terrorists, bombs, they just walk in and blow it up. Some of them was Americans in another country, and we're sitting there just trying to go to work. I believe that many of you here today, that God is causing y'all to rise up. But you got to prepare for it. You got to prepare mentally. You got to prepare. You cannot keep taking these casual steps toward what God is saying and think we're going to get there. You got to live for him. It's all God. You can't say that and still boggle down in the day-to-day works or boggle down in things that are going to try to trip you up because they're going to come. But who are you is the question. Our ministry, your ministry has very little to do with the devil. It has all to do with you knowing who you are. If you know who you are, you won't take the cross in vain. You won't look at the spirit world like it's spooky. Because it's real. It's real. You think Jesus, when he came back and the spirit that he was in, he was flowing. He was in the spirit world. When he went down to hell to address, his physical body didn't go to hell. But he had to go address Satan because Adam gave Satan the keys rightfully. This is the spirit world. That same spirit world is here today. It's no different. That world is still locking. That lethargic spirit, that laid back, lazy spirit, is still here. Those kind of spirits that just be like, well, you know, God, you look at the day and you let the weather talk to you. These are all spirits talking to you. Make you feel like you can do spirits. Those are spirits behind these things that got you thinking, I don't have to pray. I don't have to do this. These are all spirits that have dominated the world until God began to form into a company of people that, y'all, we can change the world. Can't do it if we just normal people. Jesus died on the cross, like you say. If he took the authority away from Satan, why are we still struggling with certain things? Why are we still dealing? We got to know God is real. He robbed the grave of a victory. When Jesus got up, the Bible says, you know, he went on to the Holy Spirit began to come on him, and he began to do things even more after the resurrection. He appeared to the disciples. Y'all remember? When it was even one time when he got out of he got out of the tomb. And he was out of the tomb, and Mary wanted to touch him. And what did she say? Don't touch me. Why? Because I had not ascended to the Father. In other words, let me finish my business before you contaminate me of what I'm doing. No earthly stuff can do what I'm doing. He was in the form of a spirit. He wasn't natural, but you got to not think this is spooky. This is reality. When Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Naomi and all of the past saints that were sitting in this place called purgatory, there's no purgatory now. It was just then. But they were sitting there waiting. That's why Isaiah and them could prophesy of them. And you know what? I'd like to believe that when Jesus came into purgatory, they say, that's him right there. That's who we were prophesying about. They knew that that was the Messiah. That was who they were prophesying, didn't even know. Right there. But he couldn't take them yet. He said, I'm on my way down. And there are different levels of hell. So on his way down, he had to go down. There's also a time, some of you may not know, that angels, fallen angels, were put into a particular place, into another level of hell. They are locked up now until they are going to be released back on the earth. These were the angels that God began to shield in. Just until there's going to be a time where God's going to say they can go back. Hades, then the deepest, the Bible talks about the darkest part, the innermost part. That's where Satan has all his command center from. Then we know the lake of fire. That's ultimately where Satan and all his angels will sit. They'll be thrown. That's what we, or most people think is hell, but that's not hell. Hell, there's certain levels of hell. But that part of hell, when you go into the lake of fire, is over. And only at the last day, the church, when Jesus come back, will throw Satan in. And you know how the end of a cartoon and the bad go by, and they go down the deep hole, and they get sucked up. That's how it'll be. I don't know if it'll be like that physically, but that's how it'll be. The church will silence them. But some of us have to wake up to that, that the Holy Spirit, the realness of God is in us. Jesus went and paid the price for us. He died. He had the Father. He gave us examples why he was on earth of yielding himself to the Spirit of God and to God the Father, till the Bible says that the Father abided, he abided in him. But even Jesus couldn't get out of his assignment. On the cross, they left. And he felt forsaken. And it took him a few hours to realize, you got to go through this one on your own. This was your assignment. Only for the Holy Spirit to come back. And what, you know, he began to say, the comforter would not just be with you, what? He'll be in you. He's in us now. But how many of us are taking charge of that? Because if you're just sitting down here thinking that, you know, a job, or we got to shake this stuff off, man. We got to say, man, we're going after God. You got to make the spirit world real to you. It's not spooky. That's why you see people tap into the spirit and they do things and they be right. What's that guy on ETV? with all them stuff and have people levitating? Huh? Could, yeah. He's in a realm. But see, most Christians can't deal with, there's a spiritual realm, but every spirit is not the Holy Spirit. We can't even deal with that, so we get fascinated. Devils can heal people at times. That's why you got to be discerning of spirits. There's one thing that the devil cannot imitate is a Christ life. He cannot have a Christ life. He cannot live a holy life. He cannot duplicate that. But guess what? If you take it for granted, you're just normal. You're fleshy. You're carnal. The spirit world, Anthony, don't never become reality for you. You deal with everything in the natural. You just keep fighting everything naturally, naturally, naturally. No, no. The spirit world, I got to align these things. We got to get these things right. We got to fix it up. We got to build it up. You cannot. I'm telling you, we got to be prepared because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not carnal. Some of you, your minds are still carnal. You go in and out. It's like you create a battle in the soulish realm. Your own battles, you're wrestling with stuff where God's saying, listen, you don't have to toil with that. I took care of the enemy. Why are you still toiling with that? I want you to come out of that. See, that's the gospel of the kingdom where you can come out. You don't have to keep fighting with this stuff about no depression and I don't know what to do. I don't have no spirit of confusion. God is with you. You know your way. Jesus died. He went down for us. God loved us so much. He sent his son to do the work so we can be victorious. The struggle got to be over. You know what to do. You know how to do it. Jesus died. He went down and robbed. He took it. He didn't go negotiating with the devil to say no. He knew he was on assignment. He robbed it for us to be free. So we free. We got to act like it. Don't go back into Babylon and let the system contain you. And they telling you, you can't do this and you can't do that. No, I work as unto the Lord. I'm free from all these man stuff. If to live is Christ and to die is gain, why? Because you understand the power of God's resurrection. The Bible says he got up with all power. That's why David could face Goliath. This is why you can face every Goliath in your life, because he went down and he took care of everything. But see, you can't prepare until you know that in your heart. You struggle in and out, and somebody got to talk to you about this, talk to you about this. Listen, you got to settle some of these things. Don't get on this timetable with these natural people and everything is just carnal. Yeah, I work in here, but you don't own me. You don't own me. No, 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 no. I don't give that to Pharaoh. You don't speak. You don't say this, but this is how your posture ought to be. You let them know, hey, you don't run this because my treasures are in heaven. I know who my Redeemer lived, that when this job and everything is over, God will still prevail. God is not a man he should lie. What you think they're going to say when all this hell stop breaking loose? They're not going to ask you about what time you coming in. There ain't nobody coming in. You got to know that you coming into God. Nobody can come in if the road and the bridge is breaking down and everything going. You got to have something higher than that. Something stronger than that. And God's saying, can I find some reformers that will see me right now before things happen? But you can't do that if you don't prepare. If you don't prepare, you think Christ is normal. The spirit world is just something you in awe by. I can, you know, sometimes we can woo you with that stuff. But I choose not to get into prophecy and get into all that stuff like that because it just boggles you. Sometimes God will show us stuff and you'll be like, man, what is this? Some of you have been to heaven and been to hell. You've seen things. But it's not for everybody to just get all caught up in. It's not about that. The main thing you got to realize is that Christ got to be formed in you. We got to be the walking glory. We got to make people reflect on what happened to Jesus when they see I wouldn't matter a man of this. When everybody else is trapped up, here I am just being strong. And you don't even know where it's coming from. But it's coming from a world that's higher than the natural. You're plugging in. You can't do that if you don't prepare yourself. Because at the time you want to go, your strength will be too small. You want it, but it'll be too small. And God's saying, now I need you to prepare. You'll be sanctified in 3 days. Prepare. Preparation is never lost time. But you got to make sure you prepare and doing the right thing. You got to make sure you're getting yourself together, that you're preparing yourself. What happened mentally? That means most of you come out of this thinking. You know, most of you here, you say one thing, but you're talking this way and you're walking this way. Your own actions, though you're free to do whatever you want to do, you talk this way and you then when somebody step in and they start talking to you, you can't even stand bold. This is what I believe in. Yeah, you may look at it crazy and you may say this and you may not do this, but guess what, y'all? Every knee gonna bow. Every tongue gonna confess. You're not, this ain't something that's just gonna end. The word is real. You got something stronger than anything, so let them fire you. You got something more sure than life itself. You got to know that. See, you don't know that if you don't appreciate what God did for you. He didn't die on the cross, went and arrest everything while he was in the grave those 3 days and took the keys away from hell, banned hell from the provision on the earth. For us to come back and just say we bless. We need some cities to get taken over. All of Asia heard the word of God in 2 years. As I said before, we'll be able to prophesy. All of Somerville has heard the gospel. All of North Charleston has heard the gospel. We're going to be able to prophesy that. Why? Because we're going to be on the move. We're going to grow. We're going to develop. We're going to reach people, not just through outreaches, but personal development. But many are called, few are chosen. Why? Chosen people are the one who prepared. God called them, but they didn't prepare. Preparing is not just reading your Bible. Preparing is not just praying. Preparing is just not sitting around doing. We need influence. You got to get among people to the point where God give you influence. That don't come without labor. You got to labor with people. You know, one thing I was so excited about next year is because this will be the first time we'll go and establish Isaac in another region. But how you think that? You got to labor. We can't do that by sitting here saying, well, the people are still, they're growing. We need everybody. If you still one of the ones crying over money and stuff like that, you're gonna be left behind because it's been 2 years. You've had some time to sort out your life. You choose not to do that. Don't tell me God wants you to take 3 years to do this stuff. You just got to rise up. Sometimes it's not about you looking for something to happen. Remember I told you, it ain't the external, it's the internal. God looking for somebody to say, look here, if I ain't got no legs, I'm going to still walk. I'm going to still walk. So God, you told me I'm going to do this, well, let's go. I only got a tire and I'm riding to Pennsylvania on this tire. Why? Because God, you said it. You said, see, he ain't looking for nobody who's going to be a miracle. He looking for somebody who's willing to be a vessel for a miracle. Not counting all these reasons why, you know, nothing can happen. Well, how are we going? They told us no. I don't listen to no. The people at the church building told us no. But look at here today. They're calling us again. Don't listen to no. You can't let discouragement come because you just so looking at the surface. No, if God spoke it, I'm just going to worry about discerning if it's God. Because if it's God, the same thing that's yes can be no, and no can be yes, and the first will be last. Why? Because God is not a man he should lie. But see, you got to think like that. You got to be like that. You cannot be prepared staying the same way, doing the same thing. Preparation can always be seen in what you do. If you don't do, then you ain't preparing. Sometimes in preparation, you got to get things out of your life. You got to flush things like a lot of the internal struggles. Some of you have got most of it out of your life now, but still mentally, it's the mental. You tell yourself, I can't do that, or this too much, or this. You got to break out of that. You got to live without limits. You got to stop saying this is my first time, or I don't know how to do. You can do all things. You think I know how to go overseas, and these people, they look just as funny to me as they do to you. Ain't no different. We look funny. They think we look funny. It's all the same, but what? You get out there and you let your spirit guide. You let your spirit, they don't know I'm new. If you look right, they won't even know. They'll think you've been there. Oh, Pastor Brad, you're from South Africa, wherever I'm from. But I'm carrying the word of the Lord. Yeah, I'm carrying the word. Why? Because God is with you. You don't have to keep going by experience. Why? Because there's something about the spirit world that I want y'all to realize that even though we were not at the cross, we know how it was. Why? Because the spirit has no time. It has no time in it. That's why those boys, this was in purgatory. That's why it seemed like it wasn't that long. Because the spirit, there's no time. Time is only for the earth. There's no time in the spirit. One day is as a what? You see? There is no time in the spirit. So when we get to heaven and we get there, you'll be saying, we've been down here all these years. And it's just a vapor. God does this in all of his oddness. He does things. He's so splendid. He can do things like that. We'll find out. But what seems long is not long. But see, we look at things like that. Time. God don't look at no time. Kingdom transformation is now. He looking for people now. He not looking for us to keep putting all these things and all these objectives and steps in the front. That's what's killed everybody that's tried to reform before. You got all these steps and these issues instead of just going in the flow of the spirit. A race with no face. We don't care who getting the glory because God is going to ultimately get it and we're going to go forth. The spirit world will cause you to feel like you're the majority. Why? Because Christ is with you. Yes. You're not beginning. You're continuing what Christ is doing. You're continuing that. But see, that only happens because you begin to make yourself available. Most people don't prepare themselves. And my question to you is, are you preparing yourself? Because this stuff is going to go down. We're very blessed or very fortunate that God chose us. But guess what? The time is going to be over for in awe of even that. The things are going to go too quick. They're going to be so speedily. You're going to see people going. You're going to be amazed when I step over in the city and churches raise up. And then another church going up. And then another church going up. And other things are going. You'll be saying, wow, what is all this? Unless you're in the spirit. Because you're going to be still thinking carnal. Let's set up ministry. Well, you need a secretary. Let's get a staff. This is how you'll be thinking. Carnal stuff. Well, I know you need to be right for ministry. This ain't no ministry. This is a movement. This ain't no ministry and trying to contain it into some building and saying that, oh, that we working with the community. We're not working with the community. We're declaring to the nations of the world that our God is soon to return. And you can follow us into what the kingdom of God is through our life. But that only happens for people that are prepared. Are you with me? Let me give you a few things why people don't prepare. People don't prepare for a lack of knowledge. They don't have the knowledge of it. That means some people, when you continue to do the same thing over, you need knowledge. You need to know what you can and cannot do. As I said, you pray, but then there's a time for action. Are you with me? We cannot just pray. We cannot just read and then flunk all the tests outside of the walls of the church. All of the things that allow us to press our boundaries. How many know reformers always got to pay a cost? Because you're trying to prove to people that it's outdated what you're doing. The best way to prove to people when it's outdated is what? You got to get the projector out. Business. I'm thinking business now. And you got to model it. Show them. We've done this research and this and that. That's all your life is doing. That's all you're doing when you're in the earth. You're showing them. Look, I'm showing you. The Lord showed me today as I was traveling through the city. He said the day will come where you'll look at what people call church and say out of our mouth, that ain't church. You'll expose the soulish rim, the emotional rim that most people are having church. You'll have to say that ain't God. That's not what you see here. So don't mix it up. Because people will refuse to change. They'll refuse to change. They'll outright say, no, I'm going down with this. Even though Christ ain't even in it. You don't have knowledge, you'll never prepare. A lack of knowledge. You know, that's the word of God. That's you knowing that when God speaks to you, you can't hide behind corporate. You got to do what you got to do individually to make yourself available for corporate. Because some of you now, I couldn't use you. Why? Because you're not available. But what's the first thing that'll come to your mind? You'll say, well, Pastor, we got to have some kind of work. How many people that are self-employed? How many people can set their schedule? How many people can just have enough resources to take care? I told you, take 5, 10 years. Do what you have to do, but this is for the work of God. You can't say, I got to do this. If you make the sacrifices now, things will happen. Because God has use of us. We can't say in 5 years, well, Lord, we bless you, but we got to still do this. We got people already doing that. Why? Because you refuse to change. It's just like if I give you $1,000 and you're supposed to pay for something and you go and you squander over the money, when it's time for them to look for what you're supposed to have, you can't say God didn't do anything. Why? You just didn't prepare. You lived in your present and deleted your future. You did that. And that's what most Christians do. We squander what we have now. And therefore, our future is laying in the mist, in this mystical realm of spirit. Let's pray about it. We got to prepare now. You got to get a good mental picture of where you're going and get there. Every day, whatever you do, ought to mount up to where you're going. So if I come and I see you, you see somebody, and what you're doing has nothing to do with your destiny, you're somebody that's walking one way, saying another. When years go by and you're still divided, I don't like the job. Well, why are you still on it? God calling me away from the job. And here it is 4 years. It don't take that long. That's because you have not pursued God. If God is telling you to leave, you got to go after him to find out where you're going. And you got to realize God's not going to send you to live in Egypt forever. So there's never you going to find rest on a secular job. You'll never find rest there. What that means, some of us got to open up our mind and say, you know what? I can't. Some of you don't even believe that you can live without having your basic needs not met. In other words, you can live and your basic needs are met. Most of you don't believe that. You don't believe in a money market or something that will carry your money. You don't believe in that. And you have to open up, or God is still limited. Why? Because you think the job, not through your mouth, but your actions. Even though you've heard God say, we are different, peculiar people. Even though you've heard that, you got to open up your mind. Lack of knowledge will kill you. Because you'll think you know something when you don't. You're going. It's just like people. You see them all the time. Like today, guy, you know, I was talking to a guy. He had a Walkman on, and he was riding a bike. He was going to Applebee's or something, and you could see him jamming. So I started talking to him, and he just excited that he working, even though it's for $6. But he think that's it. What am I saying? It's okay if that's where you start off, but I'm saying he thinks that's life. I got a job. That's how the system will blind you. It'll make you think you're getting along because you're in the crowd with everybody else. Never mind, after they take out everything, you pulling home like $38 a week, working 40 hours. After they take your child support, I was talking to him. He ain't getting little or nothing. But see, he got to go above. Because if you look in the world system, everything can be predicted. You already know the end from the beginning. 30 years you work, then they give you a watch, and you got a retirement. You get a third of your money, and you live off that. Then you go to the little board meetings and start fighting. Well, we own a fixed income. We're not able to do that. You already know the story. You catch a little disease here and there where they say, I got sugar, feel my hand. You know how it go. The older you get, we already know. And most of us, it'll be worse. If you don't change, you can go ahead and predict it. You can go ahead and predict it. Why? Because you have a lack of knowledge. You still think the knowledge of God is just normal. It's just normal, the fact that you come here week in and week out. You have the luxury of going back and picking and choosing. I'll do this. No, I need to grow. You fit God. And God's saying, I need people that'll give it up. Lack of knowledge is what stops people from preparing. You think you're doing one thing. You ever seen people get top heavy in the thing they like but ignore the thing that they need to work on? They get real good in this area, but how many know that's what happens in the church where you got a healing church, a faith church? They don't do nothing else. How many know if you eat pizza all the time, you get tired of it? You can eat vegetables and still get sick. You got to eat more than just vegetables. You need a balance of everything. You just can't eat one thing all the time, and that's it. But see, we'll think like that. Why? Because we are people that we think, oh, I got this knowledge. You take it for granted. Some of you stop listening to the CDs. Only time you go back listening to the CDs is I got to get in the pulpit and start saying it again. Then the CD sale will go up that day, and then it'll break down. Same way. Those are signs that let you know where you at. The further you get away, the less you pertain to God. Things get in your way. That's what the Bible calls the cares of this world, because you don't take part in the knowledge. If you got spiritual food, you got to act on it. A lack of knowledge will cause you're just doing stuff. You going over there and letting people, you know, it's just like, you know, people in the world, you know, they start, you know, the stuff start happening and you feeling just like them. The economy failing, here you are, oh, what am I going to do? Tithing. You serve God, and you worrying just like people in the world. You might as well don't even be in the church. That's how the church is now, though. We be just like everybody else. Just like everybody else. They cry and they whimper. Where we got to rise up? You get that knowledge, man? Nobody's sitting down here begging. If I'm going to die, let me die going out. Going, and see, some of you worrying about, in this old religious thinking, about how long you live. Don't worry about that. Just go out on a blaze. You know, the Bible talks about Enoch. This must be Revelation night. But you know, Enoch got caught up. See, that's a dimension that sometimes you get in with God. God said, I'm going to just take you. Come on. But some of you say, well, that's just a special person. No, the Bible says he walked with God. He walked with God. And the Bible said God took him. He didn't die. He was so much in fellowship with God, not just worship. You know, you have to study what he's done. Because most of you, you think that if you love God, it's just love, love. Peter, he said, Lord, I love you. You know what God told him? He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. So the way you act and what you do for God has a direct indication of how much you know him. And there are sometimes when God, you can get in with God. I don't know. I may be one of them. You may be one. When you get into it with God, you'll get caught up. You never know. You don't know why he chooses people like that. The Bible just says he in a walk with God. And the Lord took him. But you can't say, oh, the spirit, well, how could that happen? Now, you need to hear that so that you'll know that there's a real spirit world. When Philip translated and went from one city to another, what would y'all do if that happened? Some of you would think it's Spooky City 101. If somebody was to just disappear, translated and went this way, if you was a single person to go and do an assignment, you wouldn't do that. Why we can't do things like that now? Because most of the time the church is not at that level of thinking. The spirit world is not real. It's real. That's where healings. You know, I was sitting there with Pastor Stephen, and a guy came up with his arm. It was like that. And I watch his arm grow back, but it's common there. You see in miracles. Just right there, I watched the arm. You could see it. Got it on video. You'll see the arm just stretch out. Just stretched. Nothing. But most of us, oh, the Lord is here. Some of us will probably get on our knees. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I know you're a healer. You're a healer. That's how they'll do. The Bible says healing is the children's bread. It belongs to us. But see, we think like that because we ain't in the spirit world. That's why some of y'all still get fascinated with certain things. The man called about the building. I ain't waiting on nothing. Why? Because they can't hold nothing. You can't hold nothing from God. Don't come here with that. If you're going to say no, we're persistent. That's why the Bible said let your faith have its perfect work so you can be entire. You want nothing because no man can stop. There is no weapon formed against us. So what are you talking about? If that's for us, you can't stop that. You can't stop what God got for you. But see, if you're not in the spirit world, none of that happened. Lack of knowledge. When you feed yourself carnally every day, that you won't see this. You'll want to. You'll believe it, but you'll never walk in it. I can go on and on and show you, but you got to want that. That's the difference between you wanting to say God is real. There's a real God going on. There's a living Savior in the earth. He's not dead. But people don't get there because of a lack. You with me? Number two, people don't get there because improper development of their personal life. In other words, no development personally. No matter where God takes you, you got to develop. All of your insecurities have to come out. You got to think like God. You know how you pass those tests when you go before people. We'll have tests tomorrow dealing with people. Most of y'all still dealing with. You can't tell people what you really believe. You got it hiding inside of you. You can't be straightforward with people lovingly. You're not trying to make people feel like they, you know, they ain't. You ain't human, but man, I just don't believe that. You know, I believe Jesus is coming back, whether they believe it or not. What do you think they're going to say? You ain't got to prove to them and try to debate, and they want to argue with you. I got, oh, baby, this word going to happen. Every knee, you either bow now or you bow later. But every knee going to bow. I know it sounds crazy, but see, it's only when you got that demonic resurrection and you want it to come a certain way, that ministry way, where you want people to respect you and honor you and come on the job and tell you, "Ooh, I appreciate you praying for me because my mama would." You want them kind of little pedicure blessings, them little things. We don't want all that now. We come to let God turn this thing out. Just turn it out. We want the earth to depart. Why? Because God is bringing judgment. God is saying he's looking for people that'll be used to be a mouthpiece for him. Not sit there with this little timid, you know, Jesus is alive. No. We discern Councilman Beard, you believe in abortion. And I'm be honest with you, I'm standing up here because I want to talk to you on behalf of the people. Not somebody that'll get up there, you know, where we just want to give the respect and the honor to this man here and all of the city council and get all political. You do that, we're going to put you out next year. You start getting all humane and all that because you cannot do that. You cannot stay strong. God never called us to be nice all the time. And the niceness has caused this casual, and devils are running up all on the earth now. They're killing people. These are spirits. They're out on the earth now. Man, they used to be down, but now they're out on the earth. You know, devils were made for a certain realm because they were spirits. It's only in the days of David. Goliath is what you call a giant. But a demonic spirit makes giants. That's when devils came up to the earth and they begin to embody people. And that's where you get dysfunction, when you see handicapped kids and things like these are devils. They come up to the earth. Now, normal life, they make it psychology that you have to accept it. Yeah, but those are devils. Giants are devils. That's when the demonic spirits came up and they began to have sexual intercourse with humans. And the spirit world now was unleashed to come on the earth because of Adam. That's why people can be possessed. Spirits can be possessed. But see, some of we think the spirit world is dead. That's why when you discern things, you can't go beyond. Don't go outside of your discernment because it's real. When you go talk to people, whatever come to your head first. Not your unrenewed brain, but if something say, he's a liar, he's a liar, he's a liar. Most time it is true. Something ain't right here. You better go with your instincts. You know those people wanted to push that deal on us? I said, no, we'll wait. Yeah, we're in a little hotel, but we'll wait. No, we're going to wait till it fits us. Yeah. You don't let them start dictating. But see, you can't do that if you don't believe the spirit world is right. You can sense confusion. You ever been in somebody's house and you see the tension? Spirit. Like, what's up? You know, golly, man, I just want to watch the game. But these spirits been in here. Like, where does this come from? You see? Those are spirits. It don't matter who go to church. You could be up here prophesying God and we're going to take the nation. Judas was with Jesus. He was with Jesus. He got picked by Jesus. So the thing you got to realize is that you have to always keep in mind if you don't develop personally, you'll always look at things from an outward standpoint. Personal development brings you more in line with what God is doing corporately. Other than that, you won't be a candidate. It won't happen for you. Nothing will happen. You keep saying God is going to do it, but God will never do it. I mean, y'all know it's time now for this stuff to manifest. It's time now, but how's it going to do? Because you begin to understand, I'm going to prepare myself. Are you with me? You know, Let me give you a few things how you prepare yourself. You prepare yourself spiritually, of course, first. Physically, financially. Those are the three major ways. Because some of you have to break through in the area of finances to allow God, but you can't always. Some of you don't have finances because of the way you're looking for it to come. You haven't opened up to Lord whatever you do in your actions. You say that, but you got to act like that. So you have to try stuff. You have to try stuff. You know, we didn't have all, you know, I didn't have the full amount of money that I wanted to use to go over to Malaysia, but we bought the ticket. But when I got there, I didn't even have to use the card at all. Why? Every place I went, you know, it was not just giving, because they normally give, but it was supernatural giving. Supernaturally. People would just give. They gave, they gave, they gave, they gave, they gave. And it wasn't like, let me help you, because we're the one from America, you know. But supernaturally, I was leaving places. I mean, I had to count the money like, what? I had to count it like, no, I didn't have to use no money. Just live. When I got there, the hotel, you know, I had the money, everything, pay cash. Why? Because you believe God. I can't say, well, I ain't going to go because how am I going to do this? And where? How am I? You can't do that. If God say, you got to go with God. What you going to do if you got $70,000 up in the bank and all this stuff happened? You can't use money. And if you got it, we'll maul open when Hugo was done. You better get in line for that dry ice. You could have been rich, poor, anything. You in line. See, crisis is coming. You can't buy into that. Well, my wealth, there's some level wealth can't go. You get sick, you don't see nobody calling on their money. You got to know God. But you develop financially. Well, how do you do that? Prepare yourself. If you know we're going overseas and we're doing things, what are you doing last paycheck? That's a good indication. $5. You ain't done it. If you ain't done that, you ain't serious. You think all of a sudden all the money just going to flow in. That lets you know it's never how much, but it's what you do with little. It don't have a lot to do with how much. Spiritually, are you prepared spiritually? Do you still go? I hope there ain't nobody do this. Because, boy, that'd be a bad thing. I hope you don't go 2-3 days. You don't even get in your word. You're just fooling yourself. You got to prepare spiritually. You don't prepare spiritually by saying, well, I prayed and my head still. You don't do that. You prepare because when you go into the prayer, this is God. You don't go be with God and come out the same way. That's a different God. You can't go into God with an attitude like, let me see. Now, Pastor told me to go pray, so I'm going to pray. Nothing will ever happen. You ain't doing that for me. You got to go get him for yourself. You got to get in there with your right attitude. Now, I know you made me. Go ahead and get me going, Lord. Breathe on me. Let me feel something on the back of my neck. I need to touch you. I ain't never had a touch from you, Lord. I just want you to touch. You've done good things for me, but I want an encounter with you. And you know what? Turn this cell phone off, and I don't care who call. I'm going to stay here all night. Now, if you want me to lose my job, I will, because I don't care. I need you. See, you when you get like that and you start letting provoking God, he comes. Teacher don't appear till the student is ready. Some of you will say that one service and walk back up and put them chains at the door. Going back to it. You'll be free. God didn't free you as soon as you get back. Going back to that chain. Most Christians do that. Like, didn't we just come out of service? You just heard a bad news from your auntie and she called. And why didn't the Spirit arrest that? Why that's got to quiet you? Why your spirit can't be stronger than that? Because it's just inspiration for you. And then you start making excuses. Well, I deal with this now because I say everybody ain't like that. Then you get all these excuses. Why? I'm not talking about your circumstance, but your posture. You can be dealing with a child that's got issues. It don't matter. You can't steal my joy now. Because you didn't give this to me. God's too good. I'm too stirred. Spirit is too alive for me to just go and let a child get me down or a spouse. See, I got too much joy. See, you keep building your spirit. In the day of adversity, you'll be able to weather it. You won't sit there like, oh, well, what am I going to do? You'll know what you're going to do. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. But guess what? If you don't develop, if you don't build your spirit, you'll never get there. You know, your spirit man will always be small when you don't feed it. And remember, change don't come when your outside change. Change comes when you have postured yourself. Sometimes it's not the things that'll change, but your spirit gets so stronger than the situation that it don't matter. Think about it.
Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.